This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Head Down Products.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Check them out, HDFirearms.com. California General Assembly, they are at it again. Despite the demonstration they got, of course, they're using the demonstration they got. They've ushered five gun control proposals through floor votes Wednesday, with at least one lawmaker using the fatal murder-suicide at UCLA in the floor debate. The bills passed would seek to criminalize the possession of unserialized firearms parts, which I don't know about that. Ration gun sales to one per month, which I thought they already had that, ban bullet buttons, expand gun violence restraining orders, and add penalties for making false stolen gun reports. All were muscled through the Appropriations Committee last week and passed the Assembly as a whole in Democrat-heavy votes. The backer of the restraining order expansion, San Francisco Democratic Assemblyman Phil Ting, or as I like to say, Leland Yee 2.0, cited Everytown for Gun Safety statistics that the apparent murder of an engineering professor at UCLA that morning was the 186th school shooting since Newtown, and the legislation was needed to help save lives. Of course, that's a lie. That is a gigantic, bold-faced, out-and-out lie. Let me explain, if I may. Newtown, if you're a gangbanger on the, you know, somewhere in Chicago and you get shot and stumble and die in a playground of a school, they call that a school shooting. That's an example. Then there's the serialized parts thing. I don't know exactly how that would work. Expanding gun violence restraining orders. I don't even know why they're messing around with that. Just go ahead and go for it. Just say everybody's crazy in California. Therefore, they can't have a gun. Let's just do that. Just do that. Just go pre-crime all the way. Ting said during the floor debate, right now the rights that I care about are the rights to go to school and not get shot. as reported by the LA Times and echoed in a statement released by his office. I don't want to walk into my office and worry that I may be gunned down. Today's shooting at UCLA was the 186th school shooting since Newtown, Connecticut in 2012. He did not mention that firearms and even airsoft guns are already excluded from UCLA's campus by both state law and school policy, making a gun-free zone. The measures sent to the Senate include AB 1664, with a strong endorsement of Attorney General Kamala D. Harris, the best-looking attorney general in the U.S., would effectively close what the lawmakers termed the bullet button loophole. By banning the devices which require a tool to remove an otherwise fixed magazine from a semi-automatic rifle and require guns already fitted with such buttons since 2001 to register them as assault weapons under California law. There's no way I'm living in California. There's no way. I'm thinking about going and visiting Agency Arms, but there's no way I ever live in California. AB 1673, which should change the definition of a firearm under California law to include an unfinished frame or receiver that can be readily converted to the functional condition of a finished frame or receiver. Such raw components would have to be regulated in the state just like other guns, including having a serial number registered with the Department of Justice, transferred through a licensed dealer, and fall under DROS fee schedules and waiting periods for first-time buyers. So does that mean that handguards have to be serialized? What does that mean? Does that mean every part on a gun has to have its own serial number? You see where this leads? AB 1674 would prohibit more than one sale of any firearm to an individual inside of a 30-day period. I thought they already had that. Elliot Rogers went through that. While the waiting period is currently in effect for handguns bought through a dealer only, the new bill includes language that would broaden its application to include all guns, including those sold through private transactions, because they have universal background checks. AB 1695 originally mandated the Attorney General's office to begin sending out literature to new gun buyers in the state, informing them of safe storage and gun trafficking laws, and was amended in committee last week to strengthen false reports of stolen firearms. Teens own AB 2607 would allow an employer, a co-worker, a mental health worker who has seen a person as a patient in the prior 6 months, or an employee of a secondary or post-secondary school that the person has attended in the last 6 months, to petition the court for a GVRO. Under current law, only an immediate family member or law enforcement officer may do so. Now, the NRA, California Pistol Association, Firearms Policy Coalition, are mobilizing to try to stop the legislation. They sent out an alert that said, although it looks grim, we aren't out of the fight. We've killed bad bills before, and we will do it again. And don't forget about the wild card of Governor Brown's veto. Why would you, I'm not saying it. Yeah, I am. Why would you bring that up at all? Why does Moonbeam's veto, how could that even be part of your plan? Well, there's always a possibility he might veto that. Yeah. There's a possibility that donkeys will fly. The measures have been sent to the state Senate, where they will be join the pile of nearly a dozen gunpocalypse bills shepherded by Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon in an effort to short-circuit Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom's safety for all ballot referendum this November, which seeks to achieve many of the same goals. What was defeated on the assembly floor Wednesday was a bill to allow public access to some police body camera footage in a 28-36 vote without debate. I didn't realize that was even something that we had to talk about. California is spelled with a K. There's no doubt about it in my military mind. There's no way I live in California ever. There is no way. And this guy getting out there, right now the rights that I care about are the rights to go to school and not get shot. There are no rights about that, pal. There are no rights. There's an expectation. Don't confuse the two. Don't make up something. And this whole thing, this 186 school shooting, you're full of beans, pal. You are full of beans. There's been Sandy Hook. There's been Umpqua. There was Arapahoe High School. Let me research my mind here. There hasn't been a lot of them. Not the school shootings that I'm talking about are the school shootings where somebody goes into the school and lights it up. Not where somebody's, you know, riding their getaway bicycle and fall in the monkey bars. No. No. And you should know better, sir. Shame on you. Shame on you. You have been charged with the well-being of your people, and you're so busy being right that you don't even consider that you might be wrong. I'm calling everybody I know in California today and saying, get out of that state. Right after this show is over, I will be calling everybody I know in California. You've got dueling gun control going on there between Leon and Gavin Newsom. Same thing. They just want to, who's going to be first? Who's going to be first? In the meantime, everybody in California wants a concealed carry permit. Then it's easy to buy a handgun there because there's so few allowed in California based upon their list. They have a list of authorized guns in California that you can buy, that it makes the choice easier because it narrows the choice, you see. We'll be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them join me. Do yourself a gigantic favor. SecondCallDefense.org. Coming from the desk of Dr. Miguel Faria, who is associated with the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, we have this gem. First, we have a quote from Bruce G. Charlton, M.D. There's a worrying trend in academic medicine, which equates statistics with science and sophistication in quantitative procedure with research excellence. The corollary of this trend is a tendency to look for answers to medical problems from people with expertise in mathematical manipulation and information technology, rather than from people with an understanding of disease and its causes. Epidemiology is a main culprit because statistical malpractice typically occurs when complex analytical techniques are combined with large data sets. The mystique of mathematics blended with the bewildering intricacies of big numbers makes a potent cocktail. In February 2002, a Harvard School of Public Health study was published in the Journal of Trauma. According to the Violence Policy Center's interpretation of the study, the elevated rate of violent death among children, read this to mean gangbangers, in high gun ownership states cannot be explained by differences in state levels of poverty, education, or urbanization. The authors of the study did not exactly put it that way, but they knew better. Yet, according to the abstract of the study, they asserted a statistically significant association exists between gun availability and the rates of unintentional firearm deaths, homicides, and suicides. The elevated rates of suicide and homicide among children living in states with more guns is not entirely explained by state poverty, education, or urbanization, and is driven by lethal firearm violence, but not by lethal non-firearm violence. In the author's abstract, the words "not entirely" becomes the key to understanding the preordained drift of their gun control agenda and the expected result-oriented conclusion. The published study is the typical hackneyed public health result-oriented gun research repeatedly published in the medical literature claiming that gun availability is responsible for firearm violence. First of all, we know that's not true because your firearm violence is happening in cities where they have a lot of gun control, no matter what the doctors and the PhDs want to say. Secondly, you've got enough doctors like the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership that call them out on this and say that, hey, this is not so. According to the study, the five states with the highest gun ownership, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, and West Virginia, were more likely to have children dying from unintentional firearm injury, gun accidents, suicide, with or without firearms, and homicide than children in the five states with the lowest levels of gun ownership, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Jersey, and Delaware. Why more western states like North and South Dakota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Utah, Nebraska, Alaska, that have relatively easy availability, have also low firearm rates for children is left unexplained. In fact, the whole study revolves around using the phraseology, not entirely, to exclude the much more important reasons for violence, with or without firearms, the levels of poverty and education, not to mention the related cultural factors, and the utter breakdown of the family in those states by welfare and other government policies. So you see, these doctors are colluding with the liberals. They're getting out there and giving them a pass on the whole black breakdown, family breakdown. You know? Half of the murderers are black. Half of the murder victims are black. That's occurring because they're not allowed to have families. They're dissuaded. Another point of contention is that, as usual, the public health researchers ignored the beneficial aspects of gun owners and concentrated only on obtaining supporting evidence for their preordained conclusion that the firearm availability is responsible for violence in our society. Our society is less violent today than it's been in quite some time. There's plenty of places around where they have very draconian laws, and those draconian laws do not stop criminals or the mentally deranged. Just happened in UCLA. All kinds of deranged stuff was there. Another observation virtually ignored by the authors of the study as well as their promoters at the VPC is the effect of television and media violence on juvenile delinquency. Summer of 2000, the media, including medical journalists, focused their attention on the associations of violence in television, music, video games, and movies to violent behavior in children and adolescents. to this end, a consensus statement of experts released on July 26, 2002 and sponsored by the AMA proclaimed at this time well over 1,000 studies, including reports from the Surgeon General's office, the National Institute of Mental Health, and numerous studies conducted by leading figures within our medical and public health organizations, point overwhelmingly to a causal connection between media violence and aggressive behavior in some children. You don't think. Here's the problem with this. Here's the problem with this. A doctor, first of all, the fact that we have to have the doctors for responsible gun ownership should be, this is a canary in the coal mine. The fact that we have to have doctors fighting back against other doctors who have taken you, they've a doctor's a very educated individual. And they want to use that position. I'm a doctor to, and they expect when they say something to you, for you to be going, well, the doctor said it. And the problem with this is that that is not the case. They can be driven by an agenda that makes no difference, no sense, and has no basis in fact, just like any other anti-gun person. So getting out there and taking statistics and committing what they refer to as statistical malfeasance, malpractice, this is what they do. They get out there and they throw lowest gun ownership state, highest gun ownership state, cause, causation. All of this other stuff. They point to numbers, numbers, numbers. It's not about numbers. Their job is to cure disease. They're way outside of their pay grade now. Most doctors who may see violence don't understand violence. The doctors I know understand violence because they are very capable of administering it if they have to. But these guys that are out here, they don't provide any basis. They don't even, people will say, hey, show me some of this information that led you to this conclusion. They don't even provide that. They just say, it's in the journal, just go with that. Don't question me, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor too. Don't ask no questions. And that's what they want you to do. They don't want you to question them. Because they can say, doctors think they're in authority. Doctors are in a position of responsibility, not authority. Although there's a few that have my immense respect, Dr. John. We'll be right back.
Made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal threat. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. Please, join them. If you're carrying a gun, you need to be a member. You notice today I haven't talked about KC, Katie Couric, and that's because I'm tired of talking about her. She's anti-gun, nothing new. This is the last time I'm going to talk about Harambee as well. I'm moving on after this one. See, my problem with the whole Harambee incident is not, you know, the stupidity of the parents for not paying close enough attention to their toddler to keep him from falling in the enclosure. My problem is the response it got. And the fact that it got any response at all. Now, here's the thing about Harambee. Harambee is a wild animal, was a wild animal, in an enclosure meant to be there for us to look at him. For us to stare at him, go, ooh, ah, cool, and go home. His world consisted of whatever that little compound was. And that's as far as he could range. If you're going to go to a zoo, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see sadness. Now, I've seen the video of Harambee, and Harambee did not look that aggressive to me and everything else. But when you're a 400-pound gorilla, it's not like you're the most delicate person when you're using your hands and everything. And, you know, what he was doing with that child is what he would do with a baby gorilla, which would be able to take it. And that's all that was happening. And despite all of that, the tragedy is that animal had to go. That animal had to die to save that human, that baby, that little boy. I would not sit by and allow that to happen while we're waiting. tranquilizing an animal, the way they would have had to have tranquilized that animal, they would just basically have killed it anyway in order to pop it enough to get it to stop and not get really agitated and violent. So, and tranquilizing an animal is always a very iffy proposition. So the zookeepers really didn't have too much of a recourse. Second thing I would think about is that the Cincinnati Zoo needs to do some serious upgrades to any enclosures to keep the humans out of them. And humans, stay out of their damn house. That's their house. You're there to look at them. Look at them. You don't have to go in there and arm wrestle them. That should go without saying, but it's having to be said. But as the story continued to unfold, then everything changed because this became less about killing an innocent animal to save an innocent child. And I found myself horrified at the state of our society today. I was shocked, although not totally surprised, given the constant anti-hunting sentiment that seems to be out there, to see what people were protesting the killing of this gorilla. Now, while I agree that this animal was a beautiful animal, who was also caught in a situation that he did not cause, the life of a toddler was in the balance. And those scales weigh heavily in one direction, no matter what they may like. And a rational person could not watch the video, the footage of the child being dragged by the gorilla through water, not think the child was in imminent danger. The animal was not going to purposely kill the child. But he might have accidentally killed the child, because the child, we're not hardy enough to be able to take that kind of physical treatment. But this is what animal activists and anti-hunters do. They believe the life of an animal is more important than that of a human being. Now, here's a question for them, and for any of you that may think, well, Harambee was so noble that we should kill the mother, or what, you know. Would any of you sit by and watch your child fall into a gorilla enclosure and not hop down and put a bunch of rounds in that gorilla's face? Would you sit there and think, well, this is fine? No, you wouldn't. And this is, unfortunately, a very sad twist on society. It is one I cannot understand, and it's downright scary. It means this: the very core of our society is rotting, and the value of life is diminished. Then I thought about the parents who apparently didn't notice that the toddler was missing or climbing into an area where he most definitely should not have been. Accidents happen, and I'm certain the child's mother did not wake up that morning thinking, I think I'll let Billy jump into the gorilla enclosure. Without being in her head, it's hard to figure out what her fear would have been, how her guilt is today. For anybody that's ever had children, though, you know that your children are miniature Houdini. They just are. Turn your back 1 minute and the wall is covered with a crayon, or one sibling has cut the other's hair. The goldfish are going down the drain. Something is happening. They are ingenious at getting into mischief. While blame on this incident ultimately lies on the shoulders of the parents, this turned out to be a tragic incident. And they're probably reliving this, seeing this. They're probably going through post-traumatic stress. This will be punishing to them forever, no matter what else happens to them. But you know what? That realization, that's not enough. Because as all this transpired, I was shocked to find out just how extensive hate runs in this society today. And I started seeing comments directed to the mother of the child. So here's some internet mob justice. That animal is more important than your S kid. You should have been shot. You are really a bad mother and an effing killer. Think it couldn't turn racial? Well, it did. The internet came alive with comments about how the gorilla was black, unarmed, and 17. People began citing that the gorilla was killed to spare white privilege. Internet mob justice. It took no time for the internet users to blast their opinions, set up their petitions, threaten the mother of this child, and become experts on parenting. And a lot of us watched this unfold for a while, but couldn't help feeling a sense of frustration and sadness. Because there's something deeper and more fundamental at work here. The internet, while being a great tool, is also reshaping our society. The anonymity makes people bold. It takes very little to spark the internet outrage machine, which and what follows is a mob vengeance mentality. According to Max Fisher, the internet mob determines the severity of a crime based on subjective factors, such as how unlikable they find the alleged criminal to be, how likable they find the victim, and the degree to which the alleged crime fits into their preconceived beliefs. You'll notice that most of these trace back not to the crime's impact on society, but rather the degree to which punishing the crime will feel good for the punishers. And unfortunately, the punishers often are incapable of seeing varying opinions and facts that differ from their own. That's really irresponsible, and it's downright dangerous. The other problem they might run up against is running up against people like me and my friends. In which case, we're about to make what you're talking about seem like a day in the park. Because while you're advocating violence, we train for it. And that's the difference, you know, and I'm not out here advocating that anybody get killed. I don't want to see anybody. But those that would call for that and those that would march on this, if you run into a bunch of us, well, welcome to Death 101. That's what you would bring out. The anonymity only goes so far. And then there's a moment of face-to-face, and that's where the issues get really, really bad. So while you're out there calling for the death of this woman and calling, wishing this child was dead, just beware of your own, you know, be aware of your own frailties in mankind's food chain, could you? We'll be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. And join them. Join them by joining me. And then complete your self-defense toolkit. We're going to hear a lot of this in the election coming up. Depending. It really depends on if Hillary is the nominee, if she is not indicted. And there's a lot of people saying, well, Bill, you know she's not going to get indicted. Well, she might. She might get indicted. And if she does get indicted and it isn't... it's not about she's in there. It's going to be about gun control. So beware as we go into this of common sense. There's a lot of gas being expended this election year, and the Second Amendment has become a first-tier issue. When aspiring Marxists describe their plans to restrict our rights, always... for our own good, they deceitfully label it all common sense, assuring us all that destruction of personal liberty and freedom is exactly just what we need. Universal background checks are a typical freedom-destroying measure that comes under the definition of common sense. Under their version of this common sense restriction, you can't even hand a gun to your family member to shoot at a gun range without becoming a felon. You similarly become a felon when you store your guns at a relative's home while yours is being remodeled. Or then the mentally ill should not have guns. Who could possibly object to that one? It all sounds so common sense. Until you discover that Democrats have declared political opponents, including all veterans, mentally ill. If you want to have a gun, they want to declare you mentally ill. Those named in protection orders should not have guns. Who can object to that? More common sense. Until, as is currently the case in California, anyone who claims that you make them nervous, even people you don't know and have never even met, can cause your guns to be confiscated by the police, all without you ever being arrested or charged with any crime. And despite lies to the contrary, once your guns are thus confiscated, you will never see them again. Mandatory smart guns. Who could possibly object to that? Problem is... technology to make a reliable one doesn't exist and probably never will. We have reliable guns already, which is, part and parcel of it. Sleazy politicians who push this fantasy covet the ability to precipitously turn off your guns anytime they want. It is a safe bet that their own bodyguards will never be as equipped with any species of smart gun. Too many guns. The leftists and liberals are already talking about limiting the number of guns you can own. Curious is that they never want such restrictions imposed on themselves. In California, all of that California nonsense, they are exempted from that in the General Assembly. Criminals shouldn't have guns. That's some high-sounding common sense. But that is already illegal. It has been my entire life. It was before my life. It has been my father's entire life. It's been illegal for them to have guns. When you hear the foregoing from the mouths of the aspiring liberals, leftists, notice they never get specific. And that's because liberals never do, because they want control. They don't want anything else. Control, that's what they want. Finally, Bernie Sanders. Socialist Bernie. Marxist Bernie. He got out the other day, and in his version of undermining cops, he was in Monterey, California, and he veered wildly off topic in a speech there in order to accuse law enforcement officers nationwide of having a shoot-first mentality. He went so far as to accuse officers of shooting suspects merely to avoid looking wimpy to their peers. Now, clearly, I already knew that Bernie lived in a pipe dream of his own making. He clearly is a crazy man, too. And Bernie should not be allowed to own a gun. He's from Vermont, where you can own anything. He should be put in a rubber room. He suggested Tuesday that police officers are firing their weapons in conflicts because they're afraid of looking wimpy if they don't. Sanders said at a rally, "It is not wimpy for a police officer to break up a dangerous situation without killing somebody. That's not wimpy, that's heroic. And that's what has to be done." Thank you for that, Senator. I'm pretty sure you've never been in a ride along. Go out there and ride with the cops. Get involved. Get your hands dirty. Let's go out there and subdue you and just you. As a matter of fact, don't take any cops along. Show them how it's done there, Senator. Get out there and subdue some crack-addled wild man who just wants to beat you into the ground so he can run away howling. He was delivering a stump speech Tuesday night in Monterey, California. It's not immediately clear what specific incident or statement by a public official he was responding to, if at all. He stated, "We've got to change all over this country the law enforcement culture so that we all understand that using lethal force killing somebody is the last response, not the first response. How about not committing crime? That should be the first response. That should be what we're teaching people." I agree, there's some rogues out there. But I mean, there's the incidents of rogue cops that are out there has got to be somewhere akin to the incidents of criminals in general population. And it's got to be a whole lot less because there's not that many cops out there. I train with a police officer. I have no doubt that if he had to do his job, he would do it. And then he would deal with it because he's a pro. He actually trains beyond the training requirement of his law enforcement agency. He's not looking to shoot anybody. He's a father. He's got a really nice girlfriend. I mean, he's, I've met enough of them around here to where I think I can confidently say, He's pretty good at what he does. And the last thing he's concerned about is looking wimpy. They're not looking to shoot anybody, you crazies. The other part is where the LEO, they do investigate their officers whenever they are involved in a shooting. And during an attack, officers don't give a damn what their peers think. Mr. Sanders, no human being does. That their singular focus is on staying alive, stopping the threat when they're under attack by a suspect armed with personal weapons, edge weapons, impact weapons, a firearm, or a vehicle. Because they know anybody crazy enough to attack a cop is a big danger to the public at large. So they've got to stop them. They're trained on the use of force continuum and to use enough for to do the job, protect innocent lives, because that's the thing, protecting innocent lives as well as their own. So if they have to beat the guy with a baton, okay. If they have to tase him, okay. If they have to pull a gun and hold him at gunpoint, okay. Patrol rifle, shotgun, okay. And occasionally they're going to have to pull the trigger. And it will be traumatic for them, and they will deal with it. Somebody will deal with it with them. No one does it for fun. Nobody does it to impress anybody. They do it because they have to do it because you and your type won't. You don't have the stomach for it. You don't have the capability of doing it. You have plenty of capability to expend a bunch of air. Senator Bernie Sanders has just proven that he is unfit to lead. And for every LEO that's out there today, he owes each and every one of them, local, the state, the federal, he owes them all a very detailed and a very sincere apology. Getting out there, and I can't stand armchair quarterbacking. I can't stand it. I've never been in one of those incidents that those guys face, and that's by choice. I could have gone that route. I could have joined that profession, but him getting out there and saying that we do it to look good. Talk about disconnected. 21 hours from now, we'll do it again one more time this week. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time of life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.